Yeshaya Perek Yud, and this perek contains Yeshaya's prophecy about what will happen to the dishonest members of Yisrael, how Hashem will send the great king Chizkiyahu. After the exile of the 10 tribes of Yisrael, there will be a small remnant of Jews left in Eretz Yisrael, as well as Hashem's promise to stop the invading army of Ashur. Pasuk Aleph through Dalet. This perek opens with Yeshaya expressing sorrow over the difficulty many will have when the king of Ashur comes again them in Yehuda, specifically those who disseminate and write evil documents, and those who exploit the needs of the poor for their own financial or emotional gain. Who will they turn to in their time of need, when their financial stature runs out, when they are hungry and held in captivity? And Pasuk Hey, Hoy Asher Shevet Api Umatehu Biyodanami. Woe to Asher, who I, Hashem, have utilized as my rod to get back at my nation Yisrael. Rashi in the Metsudas explains, Hashem is utilizing Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, to punish the 10 tribes of Yisrael, as Sancheiriv would never have the ability to exile and destroy Yisrael on their own accord. This Sefer Drashas Haran from the Rabbeinu Nissim in Drash Shishi explains, the primary cause is always more powerful and greater than the secondary cause. Meaning, if a person would hit you with a stick, would you be upset at the stick or the person? Obviously, the stick has no ability to harm you without a person behind it. So too, any event a person experiences, it's not the event itself which may cause you harm or joy. It's Hashem himself who is the primary cause, source of the event, which is the reason for your experience. The Drashas Haran continues to explain, therefore, when a person does tshuva and goes straight to the source of all life, he literally is transcending whatever may have occurred and connecting to the primary cause behind all reality. As tshuva has the ability to create a desire in a person to start afresh and new from this day on. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, tshuva contains the deepest secrets of the universe. The Gemara Pesachim Nun Dalet Amal Aleph says, as tshuva preceded the creation of the world. However, the main thing for us to know is, you should never give up from calling out to Hashem's name, constantly beseeching and praying to Hashem with your own words and desires. The prophecy of Yeshaya continues, although I, Hashem, am ultimately using Sancheiriv against you, Sancheiriv is completely unaware and really wants to destroy you. Pasuk Yud Beis through Tes Zayin, after Hashem punishes Yisrael through Sancheiriv, Hashem will punish Sancheiriv next. As Sancheiriv is full of pride and arrogance, Sancheiriv thinks, just like I've destroyed the other nations and their false gods, through my military prowesses, I will do the same to Yisrael. Therefore, ultimately, there will be judgment against Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, as Hashem will take care of the impeding army because of their own haughtiness, meaning the haughtiness of Sancheiriv, who actually thought they could destroy Yisrael without Hashem. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, Vayel or Yisrael le'esh u'kudusho le'lahava. The light of Yisrael will be like a fire, and Hashem will be like a flame. Uva'aro va'achla shisu shmiru b'yom echad, which will consume the thorns and thistles of Ashur in one day. Rashi brings, what does it mean? Or Yisrael, the light of Yisrael, the Torah that King Chizkiyahu learnt will be like a fire for Sancheiriv. Rashi brings alternatively, what does it mean? Or Yisrael, the light of Yisrael, the tzaddikim of the generation will be like a fire for Sancheiriv. The Radak brings, Hashem illuminates Yisrael in their darkness as the light of Hashem consumes Yisrael's enemies. Yeshaya then relates hope to the nation when Sancheiriv is destroyed, a small remnant of survivors of Yisrael will still remain in Eretz Yisrael. Those small remnant will truly rely on Hashem. As it says in Pasuk of Aleph, Shar Yashuv, Shar Yaakov, El Gibor, a remnant will return from the house of Yaakov to the strong Hashem. The Radak brings, this is a reference to the days of Chizkiyahu, when a small remainder of Jews will remain in Eretz Yisrael, because most of Klal Yisrael will already be in exile. In Pasuk Chav Beis through Chav Zayin, Hashem tells the people who are already in exile excuse me, correction. Hashem tells the people of Yisroel, do not fear, because I, Hashem, will destroy the army of Ashur, and I will take care of them for you. And Pasuk Chav Ches through Lamed Beis, which is the end of the Perek, the Novi describes the army of Ashur that is actually advancing towards Yerushalayim. Hashem promised to Yisroel, the forest of Ashur will be cut down with Ashur itself, meaning, don't worry, because Hashem is going to take care of it. And that's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.